This is OPB's Quick Take Northwest. Good morning. It's Thursday, the 27th March, 2008. I'm April Baer. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, you remember that story a couple of days ago about the guy who came home to find his house ransacked because someone had posted free stuff, all his, on Craigslist? Well, it looks like there's another Craigslist abuse in the offing. Authorities have arrested a man in Dallas who's accused of advertising that an infant was for sale. The Salem Police Department says Patrick Lee Ryan recently posted the item on Craigslist. The listing gave a name for interested parties to contact for further information. Lieutenant Dave Okada says the name was that of a real person, but whoever this person was had no involvement with the ad and does not, in fact, have a baby. Lieutenant Okada declined to comment on possible motive, but says that Ryan posted the photo of a baby he'd found on the internet. No infants were ever in danger. Folks, stay off Craigslist. It's just plain dangerous. In our news this morning, Oregon's primary ballot is finalized, and Democrats aren't the only ones who'll have a choice for president in the May election. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
The high-profile showdown between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama has Democrats signing up to vote in droves. On the Republican side, Arizona Senator John McCain already has a lock on the nomination. That hasn't stopped Texas Congressman Ron Paul. Paul calls his campaign a kind of long-term revolution to advance his limited government principles. Oregon Secretary of State Bill Bradbury says that's good enough to make the cut.
We don't have any provisions in Oregon law that say, well, if you're just running an ideological campaign, you can't be on the ballot.
A contested primary could get more Republicans to the polls. The only other contested statewide GOP race is for U.S. Senate, where incumbent Gordon Smith faces a largely unknown opponent. I'm Chris Lehman reporting.
Oregon's two leading Democratic Senate candidates have spent the week volleying political proposals back and forth this week. Progressive activist Steve Novick on Monday said he supports freezing some adjustable-rate mortgages at their lower initial rate. Novick also backs a plan to allow bankruptcy judges to adjust mortgages. Well, yesterday, Novick's rival, Oregon House Speaker Jeff Merkley, highlighted his previous success in clamping down on payday lenders. In Salem, Merkley helped to pass a bill that regulated those last-minute high-interest loans. He's proposing that that regulation be expanded nationally. Novick's campaign manager is Jake Weigler.
We are seeing an increasing focus on economic issues. Those seem to be some real clear delineations that are occurring there. On the other hand, we just passed the fifth anniversary of the war in Iraq and the 4,000th U.S. soldier lost in that conflict.
Merkley and Novick are competing to try to challenge Republican incumbent Senator Gordon Smith this fall. Both Novick and Merkley support an immediate drawdown of troops from Iraq, but it's these contrasting economic policies that figure to play a more prominent role as the campaign heads toward Election Day in May. The school-focused national newspaper Education Week has given Oregon one of the lowest grades of any state in the country on a technology assessment. Rob Manning reports.
Oregon's D grade was based primarily on what policy requirements there are for teachers. The report looked at a half dozen suggestions for staff, such as having minimum technology requirements for teachers and administrators. But Nick Jawade, the Portland Public Schools technology director, says many districts, including Portland, set high demands. Jawade says a picture of Oregon classrooms lacking in technology is not entirely accurate.
Even though the standards are not necessarily in place, districts, both here in Portland and the metro area and around the state, do have resources that are allocated to ensuring that every student and teacher has appropriate access.
Oregon was not far off in terms of access to computers. The report also penalized Oregon for not offering a, quote, virtual school. However, Oregon does have an online charter school. Rob Manning, OPB News.
In environmental news, a rare butterfly species has received a helping hand from a Northwest power provider, a conservation group, and a private landowner. The Fender's blue butterfly lives on small patches of grassland in the Willamette Valley. It was listed as endangered in the year 2000 by the federal government. Yesterday, Bonneville Power Administration agreed to pay nearly $2.5 million so that a ranch outside Philomath can be conserved as prairie and oak woodland. Carlene McCabe is director of the Greenbelt Land Trust, which is going to manage this 200-acre conservation easement.
There are known population of Fender's blue butterflies just to the west of this property, about a half a mile away. and there's also known populations to the east of the property about a mile away. And so the location of this is just perfect for providing that stepping stone that we need for those butterflies who need a place to land about every half a mile.
McCabe says the property includes 80 acres of very good butterfly habitat. And she says that's a rare find, considering the level of development within the Willamette Valley. The BPA money comes from a fund meant to mitigate activities related to the operation of dams on the Willamette River. Federal lawyers have filed suit against the owners of the Bonneville Hot Springs Resort in Skamania County, saying that they violated the Clean Water Act and trespassed on federal land. Pete and Elena Kam of Woodburn are the operators of Bonneville Hot Springs. According to the complaint filed with the U.S. attorney, the Kams built trails on Forest Service land that's part of the Columbia Gorge National Scenic Area. They're also accused of filling in wetlands, burning vegetation, and using pesticides and herbicides on federal lands. Now, this may sound like small potatoes, but the damages have been estimated as high as $100,000. The Kams could be facing fines of as much as $27,500 per day for every violation of the Clean Water Act if they're found guilty. Flying from California to Southern Oregon is about to get a little easier. As things stand, the Klamath Falls Airport only offers flights to Portland four times a day. So residents of Klamath County often have to fly north, even if their destination is to the south. That all changed with an announcement yesterday of two direct flights to San Francisco. Derek Martin is director of the Klamath Falls Airport. He says people have been clamoring for this service for a decade, especially in the resort communities.
The Running Y communities, Jolwyn communities, the Running Y and Edgewater, lets them provide nonstop service to their number one target market, people from the San Francisco Bay Area that are looking for retirement homes or second homes in the community.
Tickets go on sale today for these morning and early evening flights. The first one is scheduled for July 7th. The small northeast Oregon town of Elgin is minus a planning commission to regulate its regional land use. The entire commission, made up of volunteers, has quit, saying they were uncomfortable with new state ethics rules. Central Oregon correspondent Ethan Lindsay reports.
New ethics rules passed by the legislature require almost every political office holder and candidate in the state to file financial and personal disclosure forms starting this year. Many of the requirements have been in place since 1974, but the state had exempted smaller communities like Elgin. The changed rules eliminated the loopholes. Joe Garlitz is the Elgin City Administrator. He's considering resigning himself.
What difference does it make to the state of Oregon, the people of Elgin, that my sister lives in Wisconsin and mother in Arizona? It isn't anybody's business.
Garlitz says all the information will also be posted publicly on the internet. He says that raises privacy concerns. The state requires the ethics forms be returned by April 15th. Lawmakers who ignore the deadline could be fined, removed from office, and possibly even charged with a crime. Ethan Lindsay, OPB News, Bend.
In sports news, the Portland Trailblazers are in Oakland tonight for a matchup with the Golden State Warriors, high-scoring team. The Blazers are the only team that have held Golden State under 100 points twice this season. How's that for an obscure stat? The Blazers will be minus Brandon Roy tonight. He's going to miss at least four games because of that groin injury. Fortunately, LaMarcus Aldridge's ankle has improved, and he's listed as a game-time decision. Tonight's game is going to be very big for Golden State. They're coming off an overtime loss to the Lakers Monday night and are just half a game ahead of Denver for the Western Conference's final postseason spot. In college athletics, the Oregon State gymnastics team is entering this weekend's Pac-10 championships as the highest-ranked team in the conference. The Beavers will have their work cut out for them. The defending champ UCLA is ranked 8th and Stanford is ranked 10th. Looking at our weather forecast for today, we've got some low-lying snow in western Oregon this morning. A couple of school districts are reporting late starts. Castle Rock is on a two-hour delay, as is Nacelle, Grace River Valley. And we've got some buses on snow routes in the Kelso and Kalama districts. For all the snow, there's not going to be much significant accumulation this morning. And that's true in the Cascades throughout the day, too, just snow showers. For the coast and the Willamette Valley, mostly cloudy with rain likely, especially this morning, highs reaching 50. In central Oregon, partly cloudy today with isolated snow showers. There was a weird wreck on Highway 97 last night with a tractor-trailer hauling beehives rolling over just north of Chiloquin. That should tell you the conditions of black ice that we had this morning. You might want to keep your eye on the roads if you have to drive early. By the way, police say most of the bees were contained. Outside of that, partly cloudy with isolated snow in central Oregon today. A little windy, highs in the 30s, maybe reaching the low 40s. For eastern Oregon, along the gorge, it'll be partly cloudy, a little gusty, isolated rain early in the day, temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s. And then for the rest of eastern Oregon, we've got clouds and a chance of rain and snow. A heavy snow warning is on till 11 this morning in the Blue Mountains north of Meacham. It's an additional 1 to 3 inches on top of everything else that's fallen over the past day or two. That wraps it up for today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Signing off, I'm April Baer.